Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a formal summit next month. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It was a synchronized announcement from the White House and Kremlin. The two presidents will meet July 16th in Helsinki, on the tail end of President Trump's trip to a NATO summit in Brussels and a visit to London and Scotland.
I think we'll be talking about Syria. I think we'll be talking about Ukraine. I think we'll be talking about many other subjects.
The president yesterday saying it's good to meet with other leaders, including Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reassured South Korea Thursday of Washington's strong ties.
U.S. commitment to the Republic of Korea remains ironclad, and the U.S. will continue to use the full range of diplomatic and military capabilities to uphold this commitment.
U.S. President Donald Trump had announced a suspension of military exercises with South Korea, raising concerns about the continuing security assistance the United States would provide. German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended her decision to keep Germany's borders open during the 2015 refugee crisis during a speech in the German parliament Thursday. The speech was an attempt to fend off critics from within her own conservative bloc while stressing the need for a European approach to dealing with the influx of asylum seekers. Speaking before heading to a European Union summit in Brussels, Merkel described the move as a one-off humanitarian gesture to help relieve pressure on nearby Austria and Hungary, whose leaders had personally appealed for assistance as migrants streamed into their countries. This is VOA News. At least 17 civilians were killed after a barrage of airstrikes hit rubble-held areas in southwestern Syria Thursday. The attack occurred in a strategic southwestern corner of Syria that extends from the border with Jordan in the south to the western frontier with Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. A fire swept one of Nairobi's largest open-air markets Thursday, killing 15 people and sending 70 to the hospitals. Nairobi County Commissioner Kengete Tuku said 6 bodies had been recovered and 9 were still inside the building that must be retrieved. But Tuku said there were safety concerns.
There are still gas cylinders and they are still bursting. There are also certain chemicals. The safety team won't confirm to ensure the safety of those buildings.
Tuku said the cause of the fire was not immediately known, but for now they had declared the site a crime scene. Security forces guarded the smoking scene as workers picked through the blackened rubble. A U.S. military team and British cave experts on Thursday joined the search in northern Thailand for 12 boys and their football coach who have been missing for 5 days inside a cave that's being flooded by near-constant rains. VOA's Jeff Custer.
At a morning briefing between the Thai and U.S. teams, Thai officials explained that water levels had been rising overnight at a rate of about 15 centimeters per hour, complicating efforts to squeeze through tight passages, some of which require divers to contort their bodies around L-shaped bends. The missing boys and coach entered the Tam Luang Nang Nang Cave in Chang Ra Province Saturday afternoon. The cave complex extends several kilometers with narrow passageways and uneven ground and is known to flood severely in rainy season. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth II is feeling poorly and has canceled a planned appearance. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The palace says in a statement that the 92-year-old monarch is feeling under the weather and didn't attend a morning service at St. Paul's Cathedral. The service marked the 200th anniversary of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. The Queen has had a busy schedule in recent weeks, including appearances at the Royal Ascot Horse Show. Zaria Shackley, London.
An Afghan official says insurgent attacks in 2 provinces have killed 29 people, including a bomb that targeted a meeting between the Taliban and village elders, urging them to enter peace talks. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but a local affiliate of the Islamic State group has targeted previous gatherings between the Taliban and those calling for an end to the 17-year-old war. In a separate incident, the Taliban assault on a security post in northern Takhar province killed 16 border police, according to the government. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.